energies.
This presentation is for educational and informational purposes only. The info being presented does not consider your particular financial objectives or situation and does not make personalized recommendations. This material is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified tax advisor or legal counsel or other professional, and you should not use the information in place of a personal consultation regarding your specific situation or needs prior to taking any action based on this information. We believe the info provided is reliable, but we do not guarantee its accuracy, timeliness, or completeness. Good Sunday, Austin. Welcome to Living Wealthy Radio with your host, Teresa Kuhn.
You are listening to Living Wealthy Radio, heard every Sunday at noon on Talk Radio 1370 AM and streaming live at talkradio1370am.com. I am Teresa Kuhn, your host and your Bank on Yourself authorized advisor, helping individuals, families, and business owners just like you live wealthier by helping you improve your cash flow, increase your net worth, your retirement income, and the money you leave to your loved ones when you die. Living Wealthy Radio gives you what you need to thrive in the new economy. LivingWealthyRadio.com is our website. Today is Sunday, May 8th. Happy Mother's Day to all the wonderful mothers out there, including mine. We are also joined today by Tammy DeLue, also known as the Grouchy Marketing Lady. Happy Mother's Day, Tammy.
Hey, happy Mother's Day. My daughter's already tried to come in and get on the radio this morning. I've had to away here. I want to say hi to all my friends and family that are listening today. Thank you all for tuning in, because today's kind of a special show. And the reason, Teresa, it's special is we're going to be talking about chronic pain. And my mother, you know, this, that's why it relates to Mother's Day, because my mother always used to say I was a chronic pain. So there you have it.
Well, you know, Tammy, in line with our mission to bring our listeners some of the best health, wealth, and lifestyle information around, right? Today's show is all about chronic pain and what it is and whether or not it is a normal part of the aging process, as most of us have come to believe, and what healthy solutions exist to help us alleviate that pain. But before we introduce our special guest today, you have been doing a bit of research on the subject of pain.
So I have. I have indeed, Teresa, because I wake up in the morning like many of us, and I'm not going to say my age because it will, you know, I mean, there's a lot of women out here especially that can relate to this, waking up in the morning and everything that you didn't even know you had feels like it hurts. And so I decided to look into pain, and one of the things I found out was, what really is pain, and what do we mean when we say chronic pain? And I said, to me, pain is felt when you get up in the morning and your elbow or your knee or something hurts. It's chronic things that happen to us that release these painkillers called endorphins, and they generate reactions. And that ranges from, you know, mildly irritating to long-term and emotional problems that we have because the pain just won't go away. But scientists, I found, Teresa, they really don't know a lot about pain. And I'm sure our guest today would agree with me when I say our research has been rather limited into this subject. They say they don't know a lot about how the pain mechanism works and whether or not pain is actually a normal part of life. And our guest today is also going to tell us, no, he doesn't think that pain is normal. It's not a given with age that you can actually do some things to alleviate your pain and perhaps even get rid of it. In researching for the show, I did discover a couple of facts, and I just want to briefly throw them out there, and maybe we'll ask Harvey to comment on these later. But I was astonished. I don't know if you saw this, Teresa, that 75 million people in the United States are putting up with chronic or recurrent pain, and actually our guest today says it's even higher than that.
That's
Isn't that
sad.
Amazing?
That's so, it's very sad. It's horrible.
It's really sad. That migraine headaches, of which my mother really did have those when I was growing up, they're awful things. 25 million people suffer from migraine. And another statistic that I thought was very sad, 1 in 6 Americans will suffer some form of arthritis.
That's my mother.
Yep, and to make matters worse, there's research suggesting that chronic pain can actually make you less smart. You know, it can actually shrink your brain. There was a Northwestern University study recently, Teresa, that showed people with chronic backaches have brains as much as 11% smaller than those of the non-sufferers. The theory is that dealing with the chronic pain all the time taxes your brain and actually causes it to sort of overload. And then this is something that many of the mothers out there can say is absolutely true. It's been studied a lot, and it's been shown that women actually feel more pain. Women have 34 nerve fibers per square centimeter of their facial skin and other parts of their body, while men average just 17. Compared to men, women feel pain in more areas of the body and for longer duration. See, we always thought, you know, it's always been said that the women are the tough ones, but actually we do feel pain much deeper and for much longer times. So those are just a few of the things I found out about chronic pain. I know that all of us at some time or another have had pain in our bodies, and today's guest is going to show us some things. What do you think, Teresa? Would you like me to introduce our guest for today?
I would be so honored to.
Yeah.
And thanks for doing that research, Tammy. And
yeah,
I'm sure
welcome.
A lot of our listeners didn't know a whole lot about that. But today, you know, Tammy and I would love to welcome to the show best-selling author, healthy living entrepreneur, Harvey Diamond. He is a health and wellness advocate and the New York Times number one best-selling author of Fit for Life. He has sold over 13 million books, and he is going to reveal to the 200 million Americans living with pain how they can live pain-free without relying on medication in his new landmark book, Living Without Pain. This book is not only ideal for those seeking to treat chronic conditions such as arthritis, fibromyalgia, lupus, stomach and other digestive disorders naturally, but also for those interested in losing weight, improving their overall nutrition, health, and well-being. Welcome to Living Wealthy Radio, Harvey.
Thank you so much. What an intro.
Yeah.
That's the intro. Is that
you
me you're talking about?
Yes, that is you, the one and only.
Yeah.
So you've sold millions of books advocating a healthy lifestyle, 13 million. I happen to know many authors and know that is
incredible.
That is extraordinary, and I acknowledge that. It's one of those phenomenons that just happened. No one really expected it. No one saw it coming, but a lot of things came together. I hate to use kind of this tired, old adage that so many people have used and it's become tiresome, but it was a perfect storm for what was needed at the time. People were sick and tired of dieting. They were getting the same old stuff they were being told for decades before. Nothing was working. They wanted to take more control. And then I come out with this book and I say that you can get yourself together and you can lose weight and you can do it without dieting, because diets don't work. They have failure built right into them. They're temporary by nature. I mean, who wants temporary weight loss? I mean, no one wants to be wealthy temporarily. No one wants to be in love temporarily. Well, why would you want to lose weight temporarily? Diets are simply a temporary means for trying to overcome difficulty you're having. And what I did with Fit for Life was say, listen, you don't have to make yourself crazy. You don't have to give up the eating experience. You can still enjoy eating food, but there are certain aspects of the living body that you can either thwart or you can facilitate. And that's all Fit for Life was about. It was showing people certain aspects of their body that they themselves could take control over, and they could honor certain limitations that the body has digestively, and they will be able to see results by making lifestyle changes, little changes that they add to their own lifestyle that they do from now on. Just like when you wake up in the morning, it's likely you brush your teeth. That's something that you do every day. There are certain things we could add to our eating lifestyle that are not difficult, they're not depriving anyone of anything. They're not making you go without or measure portions or count calories or drink chalky tasting drinks and all those things that people don't like to do. And it was just the right thing at the right time, and people caught on to it, and I made the challenge that, hey, don't take my word for it. That's what's gotten you into trouble in the first place, is believing every so-called expert that rolls around. Just try it for a week or 10 days. You can do that if you want to feel better and you've been working at it for a long time. Do you have a week to 10 days that you can experiment on your own body and see what happens? And people took me up on it, and it took off like a fire in dry grass, because these principles, they simply work. And they proved themselves.
They did. They obviously did. And they still are, right? You're still selling hundreds of thousands of books every single
year. One of the things I like to teach people, if I can, which is a difficult thing to teach, is that, and I can tell you that I have been studying this material for over 40 years. I'm 66, so 41 of my 66 years I have been studying this stuff. And I can tell you that the biggest mistake that people make in their thinking, the biggest hurdle to overcome, quite frankly, is the idea that when something is going on with the body that is uncomfortable, it's something bad happening to the body rather than something good that the body has initiated and is doing for itself. As regards the living body and its well-being and overcoming pain and avoiding disease and recovering from illness, there is no greater lesson to learn. And it certainly comes into play when talking about pain, without a doubt.
Tammy, we're going to take a station break here in 2 minutes. Do you have a quick question for Harvey?
I do, but you know what? He can address this and maybe even pick it up after the commercial as well. Harvey, Tammy here, you say that pain's not normal, and I think that's something that we don't hear very much. Does this mean that somewhere along the line that we've been conditioned to think that pain is just a normal process of aging?
Sure, we could address that right after the commercial break if you like, no problem.
Sure.
Okay, well then let's go take a break. This is Living Wealthy Radio, live on Talk Radio 1370 AM, streaming live on talkradio1370am.com. It is Sunday, May 8th, 12:19 p.m. Temperature is hot, 87 degrees here in Texas.
Talk that's relevant to your life. Talk 1370, the right choice. Streaming online at talk1370.com. If you're thinking of investing your hard-earned money in the stock market, I have one word of advice for you. Stop! An eye-opening free report by the author of the best-selling book, Bank on Yourself, reveals the truth about how Wall Street has brainwashed Americans into believing you must risk your money in order to grow it. Wall Street lost over 45% of your money twice in the last decade, and they're about to do it again. Hundreds of thousands of Americans use Bank on Yourself. Not one of them lost a single penny in their plans when the market crashed. In fact, their plans will all continue to grow safely and predictably every single year, even when the market crashes again. Learn the secrets to growing your wealth without risking it in the Wall Street casino. All the details are revealed in a free report.
For a limited time, you can get this free report at findoutmorenow.com using passcode 1370. That's findoutmorenow.com, code 1370.
Welcome back, Austin, to Living Wealthy Radio with Teresa Kuhn.
This is Teresa Kuhn and Living Wealthy Radio, live on Talk Radio 1370 AM. You can check us out on livingwealthyradio.com. Sharing with you today is Harvey Diamond, New York Times number one best-selling author, discussing on how you do not have to live with pain.
Hey there.
Hey, and Tammy DeLue.
Yeah, I was just, you know, before the break, some people are just tuning in, and I want to thank you all for tuning in today. We were going to ask Harvey, Teresa. He just wrote a new book called Living Without Pain, and it's alternatives to what we have been conditioned to believe is our state, our destiny. And we had asked him before the break, Harvey, do you think pain is actually a normal part of life and we should just live with it? And why did you choose to write this particular book now?
First of all, it's absolutely not normal for us to be in pain all the time. However, pain itself does have a purpose. This is what we have to understand. Pain has a purpose. It's not some accidental thing that happens. It's not something that we get because we've been bad little boys and girls and we need to be punished. I wrote this book because it's astounding how many people are living with pain and nothing is being said. It's like I've said in the past, like, you know, there are all these programs, these ribbon programs, like the Race for the Cure for breast cancer, and there's one for lupus, and there's one for autism, and there's one for AIDS. There's not one for pain, but do you know that more money is spent on pain than any other health problem in the United States, and nothing else even comes close? It's the number one reason for doctor visits in the United States is because of pain. What really astounded me was not so much the statistic that I heard, which is overwhelming, that 89% of American adults, that's essentially 9 out of 10, experience pain at least once a month. But what really got me to go ahead and write the book was that there are 90 million people in the United States alone who experience pain on a daily basis. They never have any respite whatsoever. It's day in and it's day out without let up. And the only supposed thing that they can do about it is take drugs. And as you said earlier, that most people think that it's a normal, natural part of growing old, it astounds me to think that 8 out of 10 Americans, 80% of Americans believe that pain is simply a natural part of getting older, that no matter how you live your life, no matter what you do, whether you take care of yourself or you don't, as the years click by and you get older and older, you will start to experience pain. And that is not a message you should be putting into your brain or you should be telling the cells of your body, because it is simply not true. The plain fact is that pain, as I said a moment ago, pain has purpose. There is nothing going on within the living body that isn't by design. The reason why pain exists, I'll give you a really kind of infantile analogy, but it will certainly make the point. If you put your hand on a hot stove, and there's no such thing as pain to make you whip your hand away as quickly as you can, you'd burn your hand right off. So you can see in that instance that pain is your friend. Pain helped you save your hand. By the instant you touched that hot stove, you yanked it away, and you can be grateful that that pain happened. Well, it just so happens that every other pain that you are experiencing, if you are, whether it's the pain in your joints from arthritis or rheumatism or something like that, or it's pain that you have in your back or in your muscles or in your head from headaches or stomach ache or any number of other digestive difficulties, these pains, they have a purpose. This is the way the body gets our attention. It would be all well and good if we had something like we have in our automobile. When you're driving your car, a little red light comes on the dashboard and tells you need to change your oil. Well, if we had something like that on our forehead, that would be great. A little light came on and said, hey, you're doing something wrong, you need to fix it. But we don't. The only way that the living body, which is incomprehensibly intelligent and capable of doing things that no medical scientist in the world can possibly figure out. Science is dumbfounded by some of what the living body is capable of doing. They can't explain it, but the body can do what the body can do. And this intelligence has everything under its control, and it knows that if it needs help, and you're doing something that is not helping it and not supporting it, the body will use the most tried and true means by which it can to get our attention that is absolutely unfailingly going to work every time, and that is pain. I mean, doesn't pain get your attention?
Of course. Oh,
absolutely. Of course it does. No matter what you're doing, if you're in pain, you're there. What is this? What can I do about this? And the plain fact is, if we can learn some simple underlying principles that govern the living body and how it works, we can take measures to support the body and help the body do what it is already striving to do 24 hours a day. The body doesn't want to be in pain. It wants to maintain balance within all things. And it is striving at this very instant. It is striving to do the right thing for itself. And as soon as we get the message that we're in pain and we have been educated sufficiently to know what to do to make it go away without taking some drug, the pain will simply go away because its purpose has been fulfilled. It's just like when you remove your hand from the hot stove. It doesn't keep burning you like that because you don't need to be burned because your hand is gone. It's the same thing with pain. It doesn't matter what kind of a pain a person is dealing with right now. There is a way of supporting the body's own effort to deal with that pain, and that is the underlying subject matter of this book that you mentioned earlier, the one called Living Without Pain. It tells people all about the mechanism in our bodies designed specifically to see to it that we live well and we live long, and that's called the body's lymph system. And most people have heard of the lymph system. They just don't know what it is, and they don't know what a monumentally huge role the lymph system plays in us living a long, pain-free life.
Well, in all of your books, you mention over and over again how God, you know, the great designer of the universe, and I quote you, did not drop us down on this planet and make us susceptible to every great malady and not also provide us with the means and ability to overcome any and all of it. Are you referring to the lymph system there as well?
Exactly. Of course. We hear all the time how, you know, we're so proud of ourselves. You know, we're God's finest creation. Well, if that's true, why are we the ones that are suffering from such an unbelievably wide array of problems? The plain fact is that this living body, which there is no description to describe the intelligence and wisdom of the living body, it literally is beyond our comprehension. You could, you know, an example I love to give to people is you could take every scientist and Nobel laureate in the scientific arena and gather them all up and put them in a stadium somewhere and hand them one apple and say, here, turn this apple into human blood and we'll let you out of here. Well, they would spend the rest of their lives in that stadium, because the plain fact is all of medical science is completely bewildered as to how the living body knows how to take something like an apple and turn it into blood or bone or skin or teeth or hair or an eyeball. I mean, this is beyond belief. The mere suggestion that someone could take something like an apple or any other living food and turn it into one of these things is absolutely absurd. We can't. And yet, all you have to do is chew it up and swallow it, and the intelligent living body will turn it into whatever it needs as it's needed. This is extraordinary. And there simply is no way on this earth that the grand creator would make this magnificent, incomprehensibly intelligent living body and then not provide it with what it needs to take care of itself, to acquire and maintain a high level of good health. The plain fact is that the living body is self-repairing, self-healing, and self-maintaining. And all we have to do is learn how to get out of the body's way, and it will take care of us better than any bottle of pills, anything. I could rattle off a whole long list of things we try to do to make ourselves be well. But many of the times, what we're trying to do to force ourselves to be healthy is actually interfering with the body's own naturally occurring mechanism to acquire and maintain that health we're looking for. That's what living without pain does. It shows people what they can do to get out of the body's way, to allow the body to unleash its own incomparable intelligence and abilities to heal. And when we do that, what happens seems miraculous. But the miracle is the living body, and all we're doing is allowing it to do what it is trying to do naturally anyway, and we are thwarting that because we've never been educated sufficiently to understand what to do.
Wow, Tammy, do you have a follow-up for that?
Well, you know, I'm just feeling guilty about that pizza I ate for breakfast this morning.
You don't have to feel guilty. That's the whole thing. You know, as soon as we start talking about food, people put themselves in a jail. It's like, oh, well, I can't do this and I can't do that. And, oh, I had a bite of chocolate, so I'm going to suffer, and now I have to start a new diet. It's not like that. These tools that I share with people shows them how they can incorporate this information into their lifestyles as best they can. If some days you want to have pizza, well, then do it. I do. If I want a piece of pizza, I'll have it. Other days I don't have it. The thing is, once you learn these tools I'm talking about, you use them to the best of your ability whenever you can. And even doing that, it will give your body some of what it needs to excel, and you will feel better. And you don't have to feel guilty. Hey, let's face it. The eating experience is one of the joys of life on this planet. It certainly is for me. I am a dyed-in-the-wool food junkie. I love to eat, and there's just no way around that. I don't want to go on some program that doesn't let me eat, that makes me feel deprived, that makes me be the only guy at the party that can't eat or have to eat a bowl of sprouts and yeast, and I can't have anything else, and I can't enjoy my food. We need to enjoy the eating experience. We need to look forward to eating and enjoy our eating. But by the same token, we also have to acknowledge that the human digestive tract has certain limitations. And if we live an eating lifestyle that constantly pushes the digestive tract far beyond its limits, we are going to suffer the consequences. That's when we will experience pain. So all I wish to do is show people that there is a way of working in concert with the way the living body works and the way that digestion works. Let's not forget, the digestion of food, we're going to eat 70 tons of food in our lifetime, each one of us. 70 tons of food. And the digestion of food requires more energy from the body than all other activities of the body combined. That's why we feel so tired after we eat. The number one selling drugs every single year in the United States have something to do with stomach or digestive disorders. Stomach aches, gas, bloating, heartburn, gastritis, indigestion, acid reflux disease, constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, colitis, Crohn's. Good grief! I mean, these pain, they go on forever. What we have to ask ourselves is this. Why, after doing something as normal, natural, and necessary to life as eating, do millions of people have to run straight to the medicine cabinet and bombard their bodies with drugs?
Wow. Hey, I have a question, too. Well, first I want to mention, if I can, Teresa, that you can go to facebook.com/Harvey Diamond, and he has a lot of good things on that Facebook page. So if you're interested in pursuing this or looking a little bit more into the whole enzymes thing, go to facebook.com/Harvey Diamond. And you got a great blog, too, Harvey. I got to mention that, too. HarveyDiamond.info. I think you can go there and get his insights, videos, and things like that, because this is a
fascinating subject. They can go to the website and get all of it, too. Just call HarveyDiamond.com.
HarveyDiamond.com. So there's three different sources for you guys to find out more about naturally healing pain. But I had a question. I have some friends of mine, Harvey, to email some questions in for the show. Is that okay, Teresa?
Sure. We're going to take a break in a moment, but go
great.
Ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, I got Samantha from Provo, Utah. Says she suffered with chronic back pain for years. It resulted from a fall. And I don't want to use steroids anymore because I know they're really, really bad for me. Do you have any natural suggestions for people that have been injured and are experiencing pain as the result of an injury versus a chronic disease?
Okay. Do you wish for me to address that now, or we've got to take this break?
We've got about a minute, if you could do that, Harvey.
Well,
yeah,
we don't want to give it that short shrift. Maybe we should just wait, because there are things that you can do. I mean, we're led to believe that the only answer is drugs, but, you know, that's just the pharmaceutical company. Pharmaceutical company, that's how they make their living. The biggest enemy to the pharmaceutical company is healthy people. If you're not in pain and you're not in health, the pharmaceutical companies are suffering. So they're only happy when you're in pain and you're suffering. They need to tell you that your only recourse is to take a drug, which, in a matter of fact, actually suppresses your body's own healing mechanism. So not only does the pain get worse in the long run, you're getting your own side effects from the drugs themselves.
Thank you, Harvey. This is Living Wealthy Radio at livingwealthyradio.com with Harvey Diamond. We'll be back in just a few moments.
If you're thinking about it,
the United States has conducted an operation that killed Osama bin Laden.
We're talking about it. Talk 1370.
Justice has been done.
The right choice.
If you're thinking of investing your hard-earned money in the stock market, I have one word of advice for you. Stop! An eye-opening free report by the author of the best-selling book, Bank on Yourself, reveals the truth about how Wall Street has brainwashed Americans into believing you must risk your money in order to grow it. Wall Street lost over 45% of your money twice in the last decade, and they're about to do it again. Hundreds of thousands of Americans use Bank on Yourself. Not one of them lost a single penny in their plans when the market crashed. In fact, their plans will all continue to grow safely and predictably every single year, even when the market crashes again. Learn the secrets to growing your wealth without risking it in the Wall Street casino. All the details are revealed in a free report.
For a limited time, you can get this free report at findoutmorenow.com using passcode 1370. That's findoutmorenow.com, code 1370.
Satisfy your curiosity and your...
Welcome back, Austin, to Living Wealthy Radio with Teresa Kuhn.
This is Living Wealthy Radio, live on Talk Radio 1370 AM. Sharing with you today, Tammy DeLue and New York Times number one best-selling author, Harvey Diamond. Harvey, in one of your books, you have a quote by John Ruskin, and the quote is, "There is no wealth but life." Notice our show is titled Living Wealthy, and even though my life's work is money, using a very specific financial strategy, when Tammy and I titled the show, We knew, just like you discuss in your books, nothing is more precious than life. And if you ask people what they want more than anything else, including money, they will tell you they want good health.
And absolutely.
If one could buy good health, there wouldn't be any rich, sick people, which you also mentioned in your book, right?
Yeah, that's one of my favorite lines. If you could buy health, there would be no sick, rich people. And there are plenty of sick, rich people.
Yes. And in fact, we all know about the multimillionaire golfer who just passed away this week.
Yeah, or look at Steve Jobs. Steve Jobs, the head of Apple. This is a multi-billionaire who's liver transplants and cancer, and now he's going through some other difficulties. Money's got nothing to do with it. In fact, the only thing that money has to do with it is usually people think they can buy health, and they get too much medical treatment, and all they are ushered off to an earlier grave.
Mm. Well, you mentioned the pharmaceutical companies again when you were talking. You were answering my question a little bit earlier that my friend had about chronic pain. Now, they're different types of pain, and as you pointed out, pain is a signal to us that we need to do something, that something's amiss. But what about pain where people have been living a good lifestyle and maybe they've injured themselves, like with
injury? That is something that has to be taken into consideration, and there is something that a person can do. And I don't want to make this sound like, oh, all you have to do is take this and it'll make it all better, but I will tell you that there is a product. It's a certain enzyme product. I am very huge proponent of enzyme products because enzymes, first I will just say that the word enzyme means life. Every single living thing on the planet Earth is alive because of enzymes. You remove enzymes from the equation and the planet Earth would look like the moon or Mars, and that's not an exaggeration. Every plant, every animal, every human being, we are alive because of these little protein substances called enzymes. Every single function of your body, whether it's to walk, talk, stand up, breathe, blink your eyes, whatever you do, it all requires enzymes. And there are totally natural enzymes that are not synthesized. They're taken from the plant kingdom. They're made in very pristine ways, and these are the only ones I use. They have no negative side effects. So that's just a very little truncated version of what enzymes mean. It means life. Enzymes are important for every single activity. Well, there is a product that I recommend to people in the position that the person you are reading the letter from called Renewzyme. And this is a very, it's like a high-potency blend of a certain type of enzyme, which is, you know, I'll tell you the word, it breaks down protein. It's a proteolytic, it's called. It breaks down protein, and it is intended, and it actually succeeds in supporting circulation and to reduce inflammation and speed healing. Inflammation is the problem usually. If someone has an injury, what happens is the body sends a lot more blood and endorphins and everything else that it needs to send to that area to get some help. Well, there's a certain enzyme which people I think have heard of. It's called bromelain. That's one of the more popular ones. And bromelain in particular is known for its ability to reduce the symptoms of inflammation. And the way it works is it actually becomes active in a temperature slightly above normal body temperature, okay? And body temperature rises at the point of inflammation. So bromelain, when taken, it seems, for some reason, just is drawn to that area and brings with it other important enzymes that can reduce the inflammation by breaking down these proteins that are there that are restricting blood flow and slowing the healing. So that is what I would recommend for this person before I would go take some drug which may temporarily mitigate the discomfort, but between the side effects that the drug itself has and enzymes have none, and the fact that all drugs suppress the body's healing mechanism. You know, you'll always hear that they suppress the immune system. Most people don't know what the immune system is. Essentially, not really. Well, what the immune system is what I was referring to earlier. The heart and soul of the immune system is the lymph system, the mechanism in the body that keeps us alive and well. And it works beautifully with enzymes that have no negative side effects. And with a lot of people, I don't want to say across the board, hey, all you got to do is take this and your pain will go away. But for a great number of people who are in a similar situation, who injured themselves through a bicycle fall or they fell on the stairs or something and had some kind of inflammatory situation, the Renuzyme has helped them immensely with no negative side effects.
You know, it's funny. I do a lot of reading and a lot of research on my favorite topics, and health is one of them. I'm a health nut. And with my skills for researching, I've got to tell you, it is the toughest thing in the world, Harvey, to choose a product on something.
Oh, God, I know it.
It is so hard. How does the consumer, especially an educated consumer, get through all the BS that's out there and decide which is the best product to take? And in your case, you're talking about enzymes, and you're recommending a specific enzyme, right?
Yeah. It's not. Listen, I don't have a patented answer here for you. I agree with you. It's difficult. It's difficult for me, too, even though I happen to be one of those people that are considered to be, quote, an authority. I know how it is for people to listen over and over to authorities, because the fact is, you can listen to one authority and they'll say something and say, hey, wow, that guy sounds pretty smart. And then the next day you hear somebody who says the exact opposite thing. Mm-hmm. And you say, well, wait a second. He sounded like he really knew what he was talking about also. I'm not ending this by saying, here's how you do it. It's not easy. It really isn't. It takes time to find people that you absolutely trust and you have an experience with them, or you know someone who has used something that someone recommended and it is working. Otherwise, it's a very, very difficult thing, and I go through it myself. It's not an easy thing, what you have brought up. It's difficult, it's a challenge, and it's unbelievably frustrating. I understand that. Mm-hmm. But you have to understand, when you're thinking about something like this, you want to find something that is not antagonistic toward the way the body works. You want to find something that is working in support of the way the body works. Now, that is the huge fundamental difference between standard medical approach, which is called allopathy, I'm sure you've heard that word before, and the approach of the field that I have studied for 40 years, which is called natural hygiene or orthopathy. Now, traditional medicine looks at the human body as a hapless victim. It's forever at the mercy of all these malevolent beasts that are flying in the air that may attack our bodies. And to counteract the attack, a battle has to be waged, and the battle of the weaponry of choice is, of course, drugs. Now, what natural hygiene does, which is what I have studied, is looks at the human body not as helpless, but as dynamic and capable, always aware of imbalances in the body that may exist. And the body is always constantly on top of setting these things right. And rather than drugs, proper diet, exercise, and the other elements of health are used. So what you want to do is you want to try to find someone, and of course, you know, I'm telling you that I feel like I have some information that will help people, but I don't want to say I'm the beginning and the end, or I'm the end-all, or I have all answers to all questions, because I don't. Even though I've studied for 41 years, all that's really shown me is how little I actually know, because the more you learn, the more you realize there is to learn. But I do have a track record. The Fit for Life has helped literally millions and millions of people around the world. The book has been translated into 33 languages. It's read in over 85 countries. 26 years later, the book still sells like firecrackers. So what I'm saying is that I am committed to using things that are not going to hurt you. That I will not tell someone to use something that I myself will not use. Now, I don't know if you know this about me or not, but when I was a youngster, I was sent to Vietnam. I was exposed to Agent Orange. Mm-hmm. I have a devastating physical condition. I am unable to use my arms and hands to even lift a glass of water to my face. I can't eat. I can't hold a fork to eat. There are many things. It's a great difficulty for me even to dress and feed myself on a daily basis. Now, I get the irony here. I'm a person that has dedicated my life to helping people be healthy, and I've been poisoned by one of the most toxic human-made toxins in existence. And for a while, it was unbelievably painful. I now live my life completely and totally free of pain. I do have the muscular difficulties, but I am completely free of pain. I don't take a single drug, and whatever products that I do recommend, I take myself, and I have to be way more careful than most people, because my body is so sensitive because of the damage that has been done to me because of Agent Orange while I was in Vietnam, is that the slightest little thing can really send me for a loop, could actually take my life. So I research everything, and I make sure it is the most pristine product available anywhere. Now, I'm not saying that there aren't other people that have products that are equally as pristine, because there are people that do. But what I am saying is you're not going to find anything more pristine than the ones that I research and take and recommend to people. So that's why I can say with complete and total confidence that if you will just try what I'm talking about, you too can find that there's a way of living, that you can remove the pain. There are certain products you can take that are not disturbed by heat or by solvents. They're not synthesized in a laboratory. They're natural. They're real. They work with the body rather than suppressing the body. And this is the commitment that I have made and which I can share to you. And beyond that, it's up to the individual to do some research on his or her own or try something to just see if it can bring some relief to their lives.
Tammy?
Do we have any? Well, how much time do we have left, Teresa?
We have about 4 minutes left.
Oh, good. All right. Well, I want.
Oh, that was quick.
Quick. I was going to say, I want to make sure everyone knows to go to facebook.com/HarveyDiamond or to HarveyDiamond.com or HarveyDiamond.info if you want to read Harvey's fascinating blog. I really like the way you bring it across to ordinary people, Harvey. I had one more question that somebody emailed in because I asked my people to email their questions about pain. And this may be a little bit of a tender area, especially on Mother's Day, but this is a good question, I think. Ron, out in Texas, wants to know, Harvey, could you please discuss the implications that chronic pain has on your on a person's personal life and how devastating it can be and why it's so important that you need to find solutions instead of just ignoring it? I experienced chronic pain, and it led to many relationship problems.
Well, the plain fact is that you don't need an expert to tell you that if you're in pain, it's going to destroy, or not destroy, but it's going to negatively affect everything you're involved in. You know, you can be doing your most favorite pastime on earth, whatever it is that you enjoy doing more than anything else, regardless of what it is. You can be right in the middle of doing that and having a grand old time, and if all of a sudden you get a pain in your side or a pain in your back, you're going to forget all about what you were doing right there, and all you can think of is taking care of that pain. It's like stepping on a rusty nail. If you step on a rusty nail and it goes through your foot, you're not going to go out to the movies. You're not going to dinner. You're not going to sit around and discuss the weather. All you can think of is getting that nail out of your foot. So there is no doubt whatsoever that chronic pain can completely take over a person's life and just rob them of their enjoyment and the fun that they should be having while they're living in this life. And this is one of the reasons why I wrote Living Without Pain, because it's for people just like that, because they have been led to believe, number one, that, hey, listen, this is just things that happen to you, and number two, you got to get on this certain medication. And as soon as the medication doesn't work, they'll put you on another medication. You're basically a living, pain-filled guinea pig for the pharmaceutical company. That's why it is important to turn your back on taking these deadly, dangerous drugs that are not doing anything for you in the long term and start to do things that are of a more natural approach that actually work in concert with the way the body works, that actually works to support the body's own effort to remove this pain. Because remember what I said earlier in the show. As soon as you take care of what the body needs that it's not receiving, the pain will instantaneously go away because it is no longer needed. That's how I did it. I can tell you I have fellow servicemen and servicewomen who went through the same thing as I, and they have the same difficulty as I, and they are in devastating pain because they have bought into the fact that they have to start taking drugs. Here I am in my 60s. I've been poisoned by this deadly toxin. I don't take a single drug, and I have no pain whatsoever, ever, nowhere in my body. So listen, if I can do it, being poisoned by this deadly chemical, you can certainly do it, dealing with the toxins that are naturally produced in your own body and which your lymph system is always striving to deal with anyway. This is why it is so important for people to learn the information that is in this book, because it is not difficult. I don't write to scientists. I write to folks. If someone reads this book, they're not going to have to sit there with a dictionary to know what they're reading. I don't talk that way. I write the same way that I'm speaking to you right now. Straightforward. Here's what you have to do. Here's why you need to do it. And here's what you can expect.
Harvey, your message is for everyone. It truly is. And God has used your life to be an ambassador for the information that you have researched and you've learned and you've spent really your whole life work right? Your whole life work has been sharing this message on how you can liberate your life and live a good life pain-free.
Pain-free.
Pain-free. Well, Tammy, any parting words before
about we... time, I do want to thank Harvey profusely for being on the show, and I want to encourage everyone out there that has this issue of chronic pain, go to his website, harveydiamond.com, check out what he has to say, read the book. Teresa just finished it, said it was a wonderful read. Right, Teresa?
Awesome.
And you'll get a lot out of it, and I hope that somebody out there can be pain-free just because they've heard this message today. Thank you very much. Harvey Diamond, Fit for Life and Living Without Pain is his latest book.
And he's got a special offer for our listeners. Oh, it includes the book, Living Without Pain, and also DiamondZyme, live plant enzymes for only $19.95 with free shipping. And that's at facebook.com/HarveyDiamond.
It's a great deal.
Harvey, God bless.
God bless you. Thank you for having me, giving me the opportunity to speak with your listeners.
Oh, thank you very, very much. And happy Mother's Day to all our listeners out there. Tammy, you too. This is Living Wealthy Radio live on Talk Radio 1370 AM.
Thank you, everybody.
Check us out on livingwealthyradio.com.
Talk 1370. The